All right, great to have you back with us as we get ready for Giants baseball today. We're joined by Ann Killian, columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Ann, how are you?
I'm good, Marty. It's been a long time since I've talked to you.
You know something, that I was going to say that exactly to you. It's been too long, so I'm glad to have you on and always appreciate your opinions. And you've written a couple of very interesting columns over the last couple of weeks about baseball. And we'll start with this one. Well, the Giants used to chase the Dodgers, and all of a sudden their star power is not the only thing in the division now. They got to deal with the Padres. So where are they looking now?
They're looking up. They're looking up at two really good teams. And you know, I mean, I was being slightly sarcastic when I wrote this week that, you know, wake me up in 2030 when you're ready to contend again for the division. I mean, you know, you never know what's going to happen, and this is sports, so there's injuries and things change. But I mean, right now, the talent differential between the Giants and their two top rivals in the division is pretty extreme, and it's just so interesting to just see how they just have gotten beaten like a drum over the last couple of weeks by the Dodgers, when, you know, obviously last year it was just like, you know, neck and neck all the way down into the playoffs with them and really held their own. And it's just like, it's such an imbalance right now. It's kind of crazy.
Last year was amazing. 107 wins, as you say, right down to the last pitch of the last game, my goodness, of the year. So what do they do now? Does the system work and it just broke down this year because the age of the veterans and the regression of some of the players? Do they stay with this system or do they change it? What do they do?
Well, I don't know. It's really interesting. I mean, I have written a couple times, and I believe that last year was more the aberration than this year. I mean, what else do we kind of have to go on except that, you know, it's been a pretty lackluster few years, with the exception of last year. And I don't know. You know, I mean, Farhan, I like Farhan a lot. I think he's super smart. You know, he's not inactive. He certainly, you know, seems to be making hundreds of transactions every season. But, you know, he hasn't been very aggressive at the trade deadline. I mean, Chris Bryant, that was an exception, but they were kind of looking for one piece to keep them in the race with the Dodgers. You know, I mean, they were already a really excellent team last year. Yeah, I don't know if the system's working. I don't know. You know, I'll be honest. I don't know enough about the farm system to analyze it, and I rely on my colleagues and other outlets to kind of do that for me. I don't know that the style is working for the Bay Area. You know, I mean, people don't seem particularly interested in this team, and it shows at the attendance marker. They're not. You know, they're just not generating any buzz, and that, you know, they had this kind of window between the Warriors winning a championship and the whole Trey Lance era getting underway, and they kind of missed it. That, you know, they were playing so badly during June and July that they didn't really capture any imagination. You know, I mean, this is a style of baseball that doesn't seem to create stars, right? I mean, it's platooning. It's you know, limiting how long a pitcher can go. I mean, those are the things that create stars, is knowing when someone's going to come up and knowing, you know, that you circle the date, Mad Bum's pitching or Timmy's pitching. And, you know, that kind of system isn't in place, where even if their farm system is producing talent, I think they would have to change the way they're approaching the game of baseball to really create kind of a star. It's just weird. It kind of feels like they didn't sell, they didn't buy, they're just kind of running in place. They're, as you were talking about this morning, they're really, you know, falling very far behind. And look, I mean, if there wasn't three wild card spots, which is, you know, to me, as a somewhat traditionalist, I find kind of absurd. You know, we wouldn't even be talking about them even having a sniff at the playoffs. So I don't know. It's all very different from last year. That's for sure.
Well, it is. Aunt Killian is with us. Now, we see this. I'm sure Larry Bear sees it. How come Farhan doesn't see this? Is there that much of a disconnect with the way they do things versus the fan base and the entertainment value? Does he not see this?
I'm sure he does. I mean, shoot, he's one of the smartest men in baseball, and he's been in this market before. I don't know. I mean, he has tried to get, you know, some players in the past, and I guess they, you know, they were interested in Soto. But, yeah, I don't know. Is Aaron Judge going to be it at 31? You know, that kind of feels like the last days of Bonds, right? When they, that was what they were selling. I think he has to know that, and you know, let's face it, they didn't really have a superstar during the, it was all homegrown stars. They all became stars during the World Series years. And I just don't know if the system is going to produce that kind of talent. I mean, they built with their starting rotation first, and then, you know, I mean, and to me, the linchpin of everything was Buster, and I think, you know, I predicted they would win 80 to 85 games this year based solely on Buster's retirement. You know, I you take away a player like that and you're not going to be the same team. But, yeah, I assume – I haven't talked to Farhan in a while. I assume he knows it. I assume he feels pressure. I assume that as an organization they have these conversations and they – you know, they know they can't just be the A's. You know, that doesn't work. The A's, it doesn't really work for the A's either, but it's just that's what they are and that's what they do. But we know the Giants can afford a big payroll. We know that they want to pack that ballpark again, and that they're not giving the fans there their money's worth. So if you look at the price of tickets and the price of parking and the price of a beer and a hot dog, So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the long-term plan is. I mean, signing Aaron Judge doesn't seem like a long-term plan to me. But, you know, it's been 4 years, so I think it's four seasons. I think it's worth starting to, you know, ask some tough questions about what is the philosophy here.
No, I agree. Aunt Killian with us. Always, really, always great to get your opinions on everything in sports in the Bay Area. Always very, very intuitive. I appreciate it. The other thing I was thinking about, it's tough to follow a legend. And Kapler's got to follow Bochy. Farhan's got to follow Sabian and the World Series and everything else, 2016, whatever that was. And at the first sign of trouble, people kind of turn on. They gave him a chance, and now all of a sudden it's trouble, and everybody jumps off the bandwagon. But it's not easy to follow people like that.
No, it sure isn't. And it sure isn't easy to, you know, follow those teams. I mean, that was a really magical time, and it was kind of magical because they were homegrown. And I think, you know, just like we've seen with the Warriors, that for fans is the most satisfying kind of winning. You know, I mean, that was such a stretch. You know, I mean, last year Kapler was the manager of the year. Farhan was the executive of the year. So obviously they're good at their jobs. I don't know, you know, I don't know what, if Gabe is, you know, if he just hit everything he did last year seemed to work. And this year things don't seem to work. And it was very interesting to see him kind of lose his cool, the other day. 'Cause it just, you know, he is so measured in the way he speaks. He's so in control. And so, you know, thinks very long before answering any question. And it was just interesting to see him because we haven't really seen that from him, haven't seen him get hot like that. And just as a sign, obviously, of all the frustration, just, you know, just getting waxed by the Dodgers over and over again. It cannot be fun because that team is, you know, that team is super exceptional.
No, still the story, 56 more games to go. In this season, and we'll see. With it's an eternity in a baseball season, but the gap is widening. And when you're 7 back, you could be 10 back, and then you're in real trouble. So we'll see.
Right.
But there's still story to be told here. On another note, Will Clark had his number retired last week. Not a Hall of Famer. Bonds, of course, his number was retired too. But I like that for Will Clark. I thought it was good for the Bay Area, good for the franchise, and he's a decent guy and deserved it.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I mean, I was on the other side of the, I was not a reporter when Will came up, and I enjoyed watching him. I got to know him, when I was a reporter. I thought his speech was great. I thought Kruko, of course, was fantastic. But at some point, the Giants do a really good job of this stuff. You know, they honor their own. They celebrate their own. They've always been really good about it. But, next month or this month, I guess, they're going to have the 2012 10-year anniversary of that World Series team. And then in 2 years, we'll get the 10-year anniversary of the 2014. But then what are we going to start waiting for the 20th anniversary of these things? Because at some point, you've got to stop just selling the past. And you got to, like we're talking about, you got to plan for the future so that there's other numbers up there along with Will's and Barry's at some point. Obviously, Buster's will be there. But, I thought it was a very nice event. I did not go. I was invited to go, and I had something else I had to do. So,
well, it was fun. It was a good day, and I'm excited for Will. Well, maybe it'll be 2030 when we'll see something. I hope not.
I hope not, because a competitive baseball team, at least one competitive baseball team in this market, is nice. But I think the most damning thing you can say right now about the Giants is that they're boring. You know, they're just boring. There's not really many players you really want to watch. They're not playing a fun brand of baseball. They're not hitting. You know, the defensive errors make people insane because they're just, it just isn't what we're used to seeing. So, yeah, it's like you said, there's a lot of baseball left, but it just, I don't really feel super optimistic, especially after these last 2 weeks, about this team sneaking into that third wild card spot. Of course, if they do, their strength is their starting rotation or a couple of their starting pitchers. So if they could sneak in, they could scare another opponent. But I just don't feel it doesn't feel like it's that they're really being very competitive right now.
All right. Well, we'll see. As John Madden said, winning is the best deodorant. And if they can win a few games, it'll look different. Annie, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Love having you on, and I hope to see you soon.
Okay. Good to talk to you, Marty.
All right. That is Ann Killian. Always a pleasure to have her on. Great opinions, really. And please follow her in the Chronicle. Now it's time for this week's Community Spotlight, sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, with 15 locations to serve you. This month's spotlight is on the San Francisco Foster Youth Fund.